What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 206 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends, or click on the support link in this episode's description. Your donation of any amount could change a life. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled, Ikigai, What's Your Purpose? Welcome back to episode 206 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled, Ikigai, What's Your Purpose? Okay, well, let's start out talking about what we're talking about here. So first, the word Ikigai, spelled I-K-I-G-A-I, is a Japanese word, and it comes from a concept in Japanese that unites the joy of life with a sense of purpose. It's a combination of two Japanese words, Iki, which means to live, and Gai, which means reason. So together, it's really a reason to live. And I'm getting a lot of the information I have from a calm.com blog about Ikigai, which they say is the blog is about what it is and how to use Ikigai to find your purpose. And the reason why I chose this is so many of the guys that I work with have lost their purpose. They've lost their meaning, their family, their way in life. You name it. They don't have a purpose in life anymore, so they don't have a reason to get or stay clean. They don't have a purpose this week, this day, or this hour. So they might as well go pick up and use. That's the words that I hear often and over again. But when we look at finding our purpose from the standpoint of this Japanese concept of Ikigai, it's about really looking at where is the intersection or the crossroads of the skills that you have and the things that you love. And that's really what Ikigai is all about. And you'll see if you follow me on my Instagram or Facebook, you'll see pictures of the Ikigai diagram, which is a good tool to visually see you explore this intersection or crossroads of their four essential elements. And the four essential elements of Ikigai are, first, your passion. That means what you love. Second, your vocation, what you're good at. Third, your mission, what the world needs. And fourth, your profession, what you can be paid for. And so it's important to understand the four elements of Ikigai if you're really searching for your life's purpose from this Japanese concept. So let's look a little bit more at these four elements. Number one, how do we unveil our passion? Well, passion is a compelling and powerful emotion, and it's the things that make you feel alive, the things you love doing or you have hopes and dreams about doing. But too often I hear from the guys that I work with that they've been using drugs so long that they've grown used to numbing all of their emotions and have no clue if they're passionate about anything at all anymore. And really, from my perspective, when you give up or stop doing the things you love, it's inevitable that you're going to lose your purpose and lose your way in life. Okay, the second element again is recognizing your vocation. And from this vocation, the Japanese concept Ikigai looks at the things that come easy to you or you're natural at. You may have specific training in it, but even the training came easy because it felt like you were always meant to do it. And in this area, when I've worked with people in recovery, I hear over and over again, yeah, but David, I've messed up my CV, my resume, due to my addiction, due to homelessness and time in prison. And you don't understand, I can't find anyone willing to hire me in the work that I'm qualified for, in the work that I've been trained for, because who trusts a junkie even if I'm in recovery? Shaw, that's deep. The third aspect of Ikigai is discovering your mission. And in this area, we look at things like, what's the specific thing you feel you were called to do? That would be your mission. It involves not only the task that you feel you were called to do, but who you would be involved in doing it with, and who would be the clientele, so to speak. And what specifically would this mission look like, and where would it take place, and is today the time for it, or is it something to work towards planning for in the future? And the why is really you feel called to do it. And as I work with guys who are going through the 12 steps, very often they grow this mission or this desire to give back. And that's the 12th step, actually. And there's this searching for, how can I help others who are still caught up in addiction when I don't really know where to start? And I'm hoping as we go through this episode, you'll get a feeling through the Ikigai elements of how to find an idea of where to start and where you're really headed. And the fourth element looks at cultivate your profession. And again, this is the thing that you can get paid to do. So building on the first three elements, it would be that thing where now you go for extensive training, schooling, preparation, and it becomes the chosen thing that you do, your life's work, and that you can actually make a good living at it. You expect to be paid for it, and because of your training and experience, you can get paid for it. But I hear again and again from guys in recovery that they say, you know, I just don't have the training yet. I have the experience. But even when I go search out entry-level jobs in rehabs and recovery centers, they want me to get some formal training. And really, that's that fourth element of Ikigai, where you cultivate your profession. And so I would urge you, if that's you, that you start taking online courses to get certified as a peer coach, a life coach, an addiction specialist, an addiction outreach worker, whatever makes sense to you. So that's really understanding Ikigai from what's your life's calling? What were you made to do, so to speak? However, as I dug a little deeper, there's an author, Ken Mogi, M-O-G-I, who wrote The Little Book of Ikigai. And he said that Ikigai does not come from a single value system. It's not written to be, you know, like God spoke and this is what you must do. But you can apply it to the little things in life, the broad spectrum of what's going on. And not all of those will serve this great purpose in life that you feel you're called to. And so he says, I would change the last element, again, the cultivate your profession element, to be called develop a sense of purpose. And by this, he's looking at purpose being something that you can develop and feel when you do the things you care about and work towards contributing to others. But it doesn't have to be, this is what you've been made to do. It can just be your honest, authentic self in everyday life moments. And I think that's a powerful way to not get overwhelmed with what's my 5-year goal, my 10-year plan, any of that. But you, when your search is not for this unique talent that drives you to share the best of yourself until the very end, you can actually bring it back to, you know, how you can experience Ikigai even as you wake up in the morning and have your cup of coffee, and in your everyday relationships and connectedness. So I want to call you to look at this whole concept of Ikigai, to look at, do you know what you're passionate about, what you really love doing every day? And can you write that down and capture it? Can you recognize the things that you've always been a natural about, that it just came easy to you and time flied by because you loved doing it and you were natural? And from there, can you see how you can utilize those two into how you can help others and serve others, not just make it all self-centered, but what do you have to offer to other people about these things that just come naturally to you? And it's not about how much you get paid, but really it's about you found your purpose in life. You found your purpose in today, in this week, in this situation and circumstance you're in. And, you know, I see it with guys where, you know, you may be in a rehab or a homeless shelter, and you may be there actually getting help for yourself, but you've always loved to cook, or you've always been good with numbers, or whatever it is, and you can be giving back at the same time because you're doing the things that you love, the things that juice you, and the things that come easy for you. So I want to encourage you in this season, in this place, at this moment in time, to find out how your Ikigai fits. Not that it becomes your identity, but that it can be the sounding board that you use to make your decisions every day. And it can be the foundation from that place to discover the paths that you want to choose in your journey of self-improvement. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. I hope you've learned something by this Japanese concept of Ikigai, and you're stirring about how you can apply it into your everyday life. If you'd like help with that, I want to encourage you to join a group and share there. And you can reach out to me by messaging me on the podcast link or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com. Or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and I'll try to get you linked with other people who are on the same search as you. Okay? Sounds like a plan. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay resilient.